Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Few more texts filtering in. Cleveland demoralized after yesterday. That was a game they win every time with their magic. That's a loss I'm not sure the clubhouse can get over. TIT is inevitable. Matt in Oak Park.
Hold on. I've got a quick rebuttal to that. Remember last year when we wrecked Class A because of Kerry Carpenter's home run? Okay, they came back and won.
Oops.
In a five-game series.
This is only a three-game series. John?
Yeah, they're not going to play games four or five.
As you'd say. Well, Tigers and two.
Yeah, Tigers and two.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's where you're at today. And we're taking phone calls. We're not going to turn people away. If you want to talk about the baseball team, they're in the playoffs. They won yesterday. They're in advantage position. If your outlook has changed, let us know. 248-539-9797. John's Power Surge coming up at 8:35. There's a couple teams that are obvious at the top of the NFL hierarchy, but it gets a little slippery when you get around five or six. You'll give us your top six teams bottom of the hour. The Lions do all these like little video pieces of content that find their way onto social media. Mm-hmm. And Kirby Joseph does something called Milk and Cookies.
Okay. I love Milk and Cookies.
And they have like kids on and players on and they have fun. And this came up and went viral. He asked the kid about cartoons. And I think there's a conversation we need to have. Are kids not watching cartoons anymore?
Teddy does.
I think so. I think cartoons have changed. Like, we're not watching Bugs Bunny and Looney Tunes, but they're watching Bluey. That's a cartoon.
Sure.
I mean, they're watching forms of cartoons. Yeah, I think cartoons are still a thing.
Mickey Mouse Clubhouse is a cartoon. And I have to sing that song every day.
But I do think the way
we're...
Could
you do it for us right now?
No.
What
Come
song
inside,
is it?
It's fun inside. How about that, Jim?
Yes.
Like, I don't know. It's
Why
obvious.
Are those the words you picked?
Yeah, please don't.
Isn't there a diggity dog that could have been chosen?
Oh, no.
Uh-huh. I agree with that clip.
Well, you guys tell me. I don't have kids. Are kids watching cartoons?
Yes.
Because this kid goes, the one without ads? He doesn't know any of the cartoons?
Right. I mean,
is he an iPad kid? Are people just handing their kid the iPad and going, here's YouTube. Here's the world.
But I do think the way we're watching cartoons is different. Like when I was a kid, it was like, oh, we're going to wake up on the weekend and we're watching Sunday morning cartoons, right? Like you go to the TV and that's what you're watching.
Yeah, Tom and Jerry is there.
Now,
Bugs Bunny.
It was like an appointment watching. Things are not like that anymore where kids can now, they can go to YouTube and watch a cartoon, but they can also watch a whole lot of other things on YouTube as well.
A whole lot of other stupid stuff.
Yeah. But I do think my kids still see cartoons.
Yeah.
What cartoons are the favorites?
Well, we watch Bluey sometimes. We also watch, it's all random. Like they just pick things they see. There's an Eleanor Wonders Why we watch sometimes.
Yeah.
We do mainly movies, but those are cartoons. Like Disney movies, those are cartoons, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Dora the Explorer. She's always screaming at you, but yes.
We don't watch a lot of TV at home. So I don't have a list, but what we're watching is all cartoon. They're not watching humans yet.
No, Paw Patrol.
Sure.
It's right there.
Sure.
And I mean...
Peppa Pig. Right?
My kids.
Caillou.
Peppa Pig. No. No Caillou.
What's the deal with Caillou? We don't like Caillou?
I don't know. We haven't had that one.
That was your favorite, probably.
I've never seen this show. What is Caillou?
Caillou's a fussy, whiny baby that you want to punch.
And it's Canadian.
Caillou's the worst.
Yeah, there's punching
If you were going to punch a baby, it'd be cats. Caillou.
All right, then. Strong feelings about Caillou. I've never heard you be that aggressive
She's got
about
her
anything.
Triggers.
Yeah. Well, we'll hear from some people on this because Kirby Joseph was stunned. We played the clip for him. He's like, what do you mean?
Well, what were your favorite cartoons?
Oh, I watched cartoons as a kid. I was a SpongeBob kid.
Yeah, you were a little Nickelodeon. You're younger than us, Nickelodeon. But like,
but also
Animaniacs.
I saw Tom and Jerry, Scooby-Doo, some of the old ones.
Bobby's World, Pinky and the Brain.
They got new versions of Scooby-Doo.
Loved Scooby-Doo.
Oh, yeah, I like Scooby-Doo, too.
Yeah.
They had all kinds of iterations, too. They did like a pup named Scooby-Doo.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I every kid that I know, all five of them that I've had, have been big fans of cartoons.
Yeah.
So to, and I understand YouTube is maybe that's where he goes to watch his cartoons.
He doesn't consider what he watches cartoons.
He might not be. I mean, we also watch really strange videos. My kids pick out these videos. They like these color changing Hot Wheels cars, and they watch videos
of
like a grown person showing how the Hot Wheels cars change color when you put them in warm water. Like there's weird, you can watch anything on YouTube, and my kids enjoy those weird shows too.
See, because like with linear TV, like it was programmed. It was scheduled, and there was appointments, and you watch this, and then the next one came on, and the next one.
Yeah, and then now, with the invention of cable, they have channels that are dedicated to cartoons.
Yes.
And now they're not even using TV at all.
Well, no, but
some. I'm not painting with the broad brush, but this kid, I wonder if it's a broader conversation, like if other parents have noticed or their kids just aren't into the cartoons.
I don't know
They're
how.
Watching different like, stuff. What are your kids
that's
watching?
That's all the programming for kids. Like, you're not going to turn on a like quote-unquote human show with,
kids,
with live actors.
Right.
Like, when they get to a certain age at, you know, 5, 6, 7, and then they want to watch, you know, younger versions of human shows. It's basically kid actors. They'll watch those shows.
I think our like Teddy and Emily are not ready.
No.
I mean, they can, but they don't enjoy them as much as a cartoon. Like, we just go to, like, the Disney app.
Sure.
And
I mean,
that's,
all of those.
Then they look through all the pictures, and they pick out a movie, and that's what they watch.
Are we not counting Frozen or Moana or
Cars.
Toy Story?
Exactly. Those weren't there when I was a kid. There's very few animated movies.
What?
Yeah.
Get out of here.
No, yeah, I got to agree with him. I don't know that. Yeah, I mean, okay, so
there's so many. Toy Story changed everything. Well, guess what? I was an adult when Toy Story came out.
I mean, there was, when did Bambi come out? Like, Disney movies have been around for a long time.
Bambi, but
they weren't very good either, Heather.
But I want to draw a distinction.
You didn't have a place to watch
it. Little Mermaid was my jam. Like, it was the best animated movie ever.
What year did Little Mermaid come out?
I'm a man.
I know, but there were around, like, there was animated movies. Right?
The original so many Little more Mermaid now, though. Came out in 89.
Some of the more 89. Okay, so
yeah. That's why it was
I was
my
in
jam.
Middle school, yeah.
Yeah, well, I can't picture middle school John when getting to the theater to see Little Mermaid.
No.
Some of the biggest some of the biggest grossing movies these days are animated movies, and there's usually 3 to 4 of them every year.
But to Heather's point, like the original Cinderella came out in 1950. Disney's been doing movies for a long time, but I almost think there's a distinction in going and seeing a Disney movie versus cartoons.
I do too.
There is, I mean, an animated movie versus a quote-unquote short.
20 minutes.
Or not even that, but like most of the cartoons were, you know, I mean, like if you go to like the Bugs Bunny, it would be like a 3 or 4 minute reel, and then the next Bugs Bunny would come up. They'd tell you a little story, and, you know, he'd, you know, chase around, whatever, and, you know, and Elmer Fudd, and then they'd come to a different one.
I do think kids are stopping watching cartoons earlier, too, now. Like, I think by 9 or 10, they start moving to YouTube.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Or movies that, like, Teddy loves, he loves Star Wars. He loves Indiana Jones. The Sandlot, you know, like there are actual human movies that he will watch. I call them human movies. I don't know what else to call them.
With real life actors.
Yes. Real life actors. Yes. Human movies.
Star Wars is not a human movie. It's an alien movie.
Well, the other thing here too is humans just, in it.
It's options.
Yes. Those are not the droids we're looking
at. There
was
no Mr. Beast when I was a kid.
Well, true. I mean,
Darman.
You weren't going online as a kid. Like there was the internet access wasn't there.
So yeah, stuff was only televised.
Bill Nye the Science Guy was not yet the Bill Nye the Science Guy.
See, Bill Nye was great. When we were in school, they'd wheel in that TV.
Yes. With the VHS player.
But again, you're 20 years younger.
Yeah, you're right. It's different era. By the way, we have a ton of texts and phone calls on this. I think some of the funniest responses on this Caillou stuff. Texter says, Caillou is not allowed in my house. I would punt Caillou across a football field, and Daniel Tiger is a close second. Who is Daniel Tiger?
Oh, Daniel Tiger is pretty big right now. My kids don't like Daniel Tiger, the show, but we have books, and they like the Daniel Tiger books. But he's all right.
I don't even know that one.
You don't, yeah.
No.
Couldn't agree more. Caillou is a whiny little bitch. People hate this cartoon.
There you go. I'm not alone.
So, phone calls, ticket texts. There are some stuff on the Tigers still, too, but we brought in the cartoons because Kirby Joseph couldn't believe this kid didn't know what cartoons were. Yep. Is this a thing? It's 97.1.
Fall weather, winter weather, right around the corner. You want to make sure that your house is protected. The number one thing that protects your house, your roof. Give Rapid Roofing a call. I did a couple of years ago, and it was a great experience. What really stood out to me was that they treated me great during the entire process. They were honest. It was a no-pressure sales, no gimmicks, just honest guidance as to what my roof needed, what they were going to do, and most roofs are completed in just one day. You can find them on the web at rapidroofing.com, or you can get them on the phone. Mike Beattie, family-owned business, they'll answer that phone, 888-360-ROOF. That's 888-360-ROOF.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Lion safety Kirby Joseph, milk and cookies video put out by the Lions. What's going on? Kids not watching cartoons anymore? We'll get phone calls and ticket texts on that. We have Lions tickets to give away this hour. Name that Lion. Here's how it works. You'll get three clues sprinkled in throughout the hour. Listen for the clues because not any one clue is going to give it away. But if you listen all hour, you should be able to piece it together. We'll play a sounder. It's your only chance to call when you hear the sounder. Don't call early. You're not going to win. Name that Lion this hour.
All right.
Yeah, no Hey Arnold, no SpongeBob, Rocket Power, Dexter's Lab. These are I watch these shows.
Bob the Builder?
Yeah, there you go.
Bob the Builder.
You don't like Bob?
Well, it was after my time. I mean, I know who he is, sure. But I never watched it.
Oh, Brooks is going to love Bob the Builder.
You think? He's ever going to see Bob the Builder.
Why?
Because it's not modern. I don't know. I mean, I have to show it to him, and it wasn't in my wheelhouse as a kid, so I don't think it's one I'll
Yeah, but
show
you
him.
Gotta show him some boy ones. You can't just always watch Dora. And
I know, unfortunately, he is watching a lot of the Cinderella's and Snow White.
Sister watches,
Emily gets the pick, usually.
Yeah.
He just started getting into Thomas. He loves
Thomas the Train.
Yeah, we watch that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We always go to the Henry Ford when they have the Thomas the Train.
Yes. We got to take a ride
on Thomas.
Yeah. Yep.
Tech says, my nephew only watches Minecraft and Roblox videos, hasn't watched cartoons since he was a toddler.
Wow.
I like cartoons. I'm classified as a child, but I do like a good cartoon.
Yeah, what are some of the ones you watch right now?
Well, I still watch the classics like, you know, Bugs Bunny, the Tasmanian Devil, like all of these things. Like it just kind of takes you back for a few moments that I sit there and watch it every day. I don't want to interrupt my John Wayne time, but, you know, there are times where you just sit down and you just need mindless TV and it's entertaining.
But this is a trend. Another text says, you're right. At 8 or 9, they start watching people on YouTube open toys and packages, weird stuff like that.
Oh, it doesn't even take till 8 or 9. I mean, like Teddy will navigate through. They have the YouTube Kids and he'll navigate through that. And all of a sudden we're like, what in the heck is he watching? Because you hear adult, grown-up voices, not cartoon voices.
And nobody likes Caillou. So we got more of those texts coming in. Let's get to Marcus in East Point. Marcus, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
I call you guys quite often, and I really enjoy your show. But cookies, you're really boiling my water this morning, sir. You are giving our Tigers a hard time, and you act like they're playing a team that's hitting, 270. The Cleveland's hitting 221 for the season. I don't understand why. I mean, they scored 5 runs in the last 4 games and haven't hit the ball out of the infield. I don't understand what your issue is.
I think they're better equipped to win in the playoffs with their small ball than the Tigers. Because neither team can hit, but at least they've done it over the course of the season where they can like manufacture the stuff. They're much more adept at bunting and squeeze plays. And am I wrong?
You're right that they are more adept to it, but they're not going to win. That's where you're wrong. You said that Cleveland's going to come back in the series.
Yeah, I picked Cleveland to win the series, and I wasn't willing to come off it after the first game. And I know how powerful the first game is. It's why it was awesome that they won it, but it doesn't change that they don't get to throw Scooble again, that they have to rely on their bullpen. Cleveland has the better bullpen. I'm not there yet.
Well, you don't have to get there. We'll just everybody against you now. How about that?
Okay. There you go. Everybody yep.
Cookie.
I need that T-shirt. Cookies. Yeah.
Detroit everybody versus cookies.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that.
I'll wear the black hat if that's what it comes down to. I mean, you guys don't like it when I pick them, and I'm confident. So I guess this is the other side of things.
Well, it's your timing. It's your timing.
When am I supposed to express that I don't think they're winning the game? Should I do it?
No. We go back to the timing of when you buried the Guardians 60 games left. It's just your timing.
You think they're what they are right now is the September Tigers.
Yes.
You don't
think yesterday
they can
show you they're not the September Tigers?
I'm trying to help you out here.
Yeah.
Actually,
okay.
You don't think anything changed despite winning yesterday?
I don't.
Well, today's October.
Oh, boy. What did AJ say? Best time to be dangerous.
Don't let the Tigers get hot.
It's in October. We got that Jake Rogers from last year. They need to show more of the grit of last year. Maybe you felt like they did yesterday, and that's going to translate to today. You have every right to think that. I hope that's the case. That could propel them into a run that nobody saw coming.
Mm-hmm. If Jake Rogers didn't line up today, then I'll join you.
Yeah, I don't think that's happening.
John in Grosse Pointe, you got thoughts on the cartoons?
I do. I just wanted to say that in my house, we definitely watch one cartoon for sure, and that's Bluey. I feel like that's got to be one of the best kids shows ever made. I mean, me and my wife, we even get into it. It's one of those shows that you can literally sit down, even as an adult, and be like, oh, man, this is – you can learn something about, like, parenting and kids are learning. It's really good show all around, I'd say.
I agree with you. I think Bluey is a great show.
I don't know that I've ever seen that one.
Oh, really? I'm surprised that you haven't seen Bluey yet.
You gotta turn your Teddy on to Bluey. It's a good show. You're gonna love it, man. I swear, like, even there's certain episodes where you're like, oh crap, like I learned something today. You know, like I was screwing up being a parent at this, you know, and focusing on this when really I should worry about like my kids playing. You know, it's a really good show.
Okay. Lessons all like, around.
Teddy would really like it.
I'll have to view it first because if Teddy likes it, I'm sure you've learned this, Heather. As soon as your kids like something, it is on over and over.
Yes.
And over
Yes.
Yeah. There's only so many episodes too. And I think the creator actually just recently said that they're running out of content. So if he does like Bluey, be prepared that it's going to be just
repetitive.
Nonstop. Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they're not long episodes either.
No.
It's they're kind of short and, but there's about 50 episodes per season, I think. Heather, I'm not really sure.
Yeah, I don't know either how many prep. But no, Blue is great. I think Blue is up there right now with like the – it's kind of like the SpongeBob of this time. Super popular.
Well,
everyone's
the annoying laugh.
Well, yes, but everybody's watching it.
It's the
parents
it's the
can
hit
watch
show.
It. Yeah.
Okay. Is there any relation to like Blue's Clues? Because that was a show when I was a kid. So, okay.
No. It's a blue. I forget what the kind of dog, but they're like, it's an Australian bred type dog. It's like a blue whatever
healer
dog, and that's why it's Blue.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're the healers. That's why. Ha. Bluey healer. Just realized that.
The show's been on in the background this whole time, and now you put it together.
Bluey is a top.
I just realized. I thought that was their last name, but I guess that's the name of the dog.
Type of dog. Yeah.
Yeah, I would say Bluey's a top 10 show of all time.
Thanks, John. What?
Wow.
Bluey's a top 10 show of all time. On my personal list.
Top 10 children's show of all time?
No, show.
So it's
show.
Like The Wire, Breaking Bad, Bluey.
Yes.
Okay.
Wow. I'll have to check it out.
You better check it out.
Yeah. So John, you've been sleeping on it this whole time. Huh. Okay, Tex says, Daniel the Tiger is a ripoff of Mr. Rogers.
It is. Well, I didn't know it was a ripoff. I thought it, yes, the trolley is there. I thought it was like a spinoff or inspired by Mr. Rogers. Yeah.
No, it's a spinoff. It's Fred Rogers Production makes the show.
Oh, then that's fair
game. I wouldn't call it a ripoff. No. Yeah.
Just reinvented.
Yeah, it's, yes.
Greatest 2 seconds of radio was listening to Greg sing that song, It Needs to Be a Drop. Yes. And this one says, hey, John, do you want to come inside my clubhouse? Signed, Mickey.
I'm going to stay away from...
It's probably for the best.
...that one.
Guys, my son's girlfriend's 5-year-old son... That's a lot. ...watches Peppa Pig so much that he has an English accent now.
I've heard stories about this where kids are watching it and they're saying mom instead of mom. And I mean, I've never seen Peppa Pig.
Oh,
but
Peppa, yeah. Well, yeah, Peppa.
I've heard of it.
Peppa is, it's a great show. Teddy loves it. It's on the verge of annoying because of the accent, but it entertains them and it is somewhat educational as well.
The fact that Jim admitted he's a SpongeBob kid explains everything.
It does. I kind of nodded at that one. I'm like, yeah, okay.
What's
I
wrong with
I get
SpongeBob?
It now.
Yeah,
like, SpongeBob.
Everybody watch SpongeBob? That was your age.
My age.
No, not you.
No, you're older, but
no.
Not
but
me.
Even I had teammates that were into SpongeBob.
You did?
Oh yeah, and
really?
Yeah.
Did they
it
have
always
children?
Always raises a red flag. No. Well,
wait, SpongeBob's a red flag?
Oh yeah, it's a red flag
for what's an adult to watch. Maybe,
well,
but
sure.
As a like.
But yeah, if you were like in elementary school watching SpongeBob, that
right?
Was,
is that when you
that
were
was,
watching
yeah,
it?
That was
yeah,
the, that was a jam.
No.
What's wrong with? Wait, really?
Yeah, SpongeBob's a doofus.
Wow.
Okay, then. I'm not telling you and he's
all this,
the brightest.
All those creatures under the sea.
You got Sandy Cheeks, Patrick Starr.
Yeah, exactly. All
Squidward.
Yeah, in the doofus category.
All right then. Cartoons. We'll get some thoughts on that. We'll get to Heather's news. John's power surge. We're going to push that back a little bit. I got to give you the first clue for Name That Lion. I rank in the top 50 in career sacks as a Detroit Lion. So this is not an obscure player like last week. I rank in the top 50 in career sacks as a Detroit Lion. It's 97-1. Guys, nobody wants to replace their roof. It's expensive. It happens at the worst time, but you need to choose the right company. Shaner Roofing. For over 30 years, Michigan homeowners have trusted Shaner Roofing, and here's why. Not only are they local experts, they got a proven track record. Every roof they install comes with a lifetime transferable warranty. That means, hey, if you're planning on living in that house forever, good. If you ever sell it, awesome. That warranty transfers. Plus, Shaner Roofing has earned a 4.9-star Google rating. That's thousands of happy customers. That kind of trust doesn't happen overnight. It's built on decades of quality work and customer care. So if your roof is aging, if it's leaking, if you're just ready for peace of mind, MyMichiganRoof.com. You don't have to worry about how to spell Shaner. MyMichiganRoof.com, powered by Shaner Roofing, Michigan's trusted roofing experts.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Mets manager A.J. Hinch, Tigers back at it today. 1 o'clock, Casey Mize on the mound. He's pitched well against the Guardians this season. Detroit wins. Mm-hmm. They advance and play the Mariners this weekend in Seattle. John, since they shifted to this three-game wild card format in 2022.
They expanded the playoffs, yeah.
The team that wins the first game has won the series 100% of the time.
Tigers in two, baby.
248-539-9797. We've got open lines. We've been talking Tiger baseball most of the morning. We also brought up Kirby Joseph, the podcast video series he does with the Lions, Milk and Cookies. Asked the kid his favorite cartoon. Kid had no idea what he was talking about. He's like, is it YouTube?
Yeah.
Is that without ads?
What's a cartoon?
Yeah.
What's a cartoon, I think, is a direct quote from this child.
It's amazing to me, but
you guys have kids, and cartoons are very much still a thing.
Or it could just be everything he watches is a cartoon, and he just doesn't know what the other is.
Maybe.
You know, I mean, I can't imagine, but yeah.
But he's not watching Bugs Bunny. He's not watching Scooby-Doo or Tom
and regards
Tom
to
Jerry.
Bluey, like, I've had a handful of buddies text me, and AD Aaron says, Bluey is classic.
I'm surprised that you are not familiar with it, like that you don't know it.
Yeah,
because I think everyone in your family would enjoy
I've heard of Bluey.
Yes,
I've just never watched Bluey.
I mean, Teddy would like it for sure, you wouldn't mind having it on.
Okay,
it's that type of show.
We'll have to see if he takes to it later today.
John also slandered SpongeBob. I don't know if people have thoughts on that. We'll check the ticket text. On the Tiger side of things, good morning, TIT boys, LFG, Joe in Rochester Hills.
There we go.
He's
all the acronyms.
It.
Yeah.
Outlook changed for him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if Joe, I guess maybe Joe thought they were going to win the series yesterday, but a lot of people are buying in. And we've been asking you guys about your buy-in and how your outlook shifted. Says guys and Heather, Gov, the crew, Ramirez moment is Sheed not covering Big Shot Bob, Mark in Fowlerville. Ramirez getting thrown out at third base between home and third. Their best player. It's our version of Big Shot Bob. And higher stakes with Big Shot Bob. Says, I'm not sold on the TIT, but I say go Tigers nonetheless. They had a commanding lead in the regular season. Blew it to the Guardians. I hope it doesn't happen again. I'll believe it when I see it. Chad in a truck.
Yeah. 248-539-9797. And so the optimism I have, part of it is based on all 162, not just the last 16. And I understand that's how they're playing going into the playoffs, but there is that reset. And yeah, the bats didn't fire up yesterday, but you got a good performance from Scooble. You go up one game, and part of the facts are you win game one, you win the series. I do like Casey Mize on the mound today. I think he is a guy that will step up in the moment. I like the fact that they've got the ability to go to Melton in the bullpen. And so, and it's also, you know, Bibee on the mound. He's a right-hander. It allows the Tigers to put all their best bats out there.
Cleveland will probably have a quick hook today, too. Neither of these guys will probably see the order the third time through.
No.
Which then means it's a bullpen game. And Cleveland's got the better pen. It's going to be who has the lead when you go to your bullpen. Because it's a huge advantage if AJ's got a couple runs to play with. Because we don't trust these guys as much. And he can get, three batters at a time, and he's got his whole bullpen. Like, having a lead early is so important because then you put the other team in desperation mode. Neither offense is going to score 10 runs. I mean, both of them are challenged. Cleveland's got Jose Ramirez, the best bat in the series. Kwan, who can be a pain. And Kwan, by the way, gets to go up against a right-hander today. He's much better against righties. It's a tough matchup for anybody against Scooble, but he struggles against lefties.
Yeah.
Does it really come down to who scores first today?
It very well might come down to that. That's why I love the approach of the first inning yesterday. It was attack. Now, you'd love to see more pitches other than, hey, two pitches, two outs. But they ended up scoring a run in that inning. And I love the mindset that it feels like they approached the game with.
The other thing I thought was interesting was AJ going against his like personal constitution.
Yeah.
With multiple bunts.
Small ball.
And I'm not mad at AJ that he doesn't bunt more often. It's kind of become the norm. You don't give away outs. You don't play for only one run. You're trying to play for multiple runs, especially with runners in scoring position. But different situations call for different strategies. And if you were already high on AJ Hinch, I didn't think it was possible to get more optimistic about him as a manager. But seeing him kind of shed his own personal beliefs to do what needs to happen to win that game. Again, with Scooble on the mound, you don't need to score five runs. You need two runs. Two runs was enough to win that game. So Zach McKinstry can handle the bat. Well, we should let him swing away to play for multiple runs. Just score one, give us a lead to play with, and it was all they needed to win that game. I thought that's a sneaky storyline. AJ Hinch leaving Karp in the game, doing a lot of little things that he normally wouldn't do because that game called for that strategy.
Mm-hmm. And that's him being the wizard that he was in large part throughout the course of the year and last year.
I've got clue number two for Name That Lion. Clue number two to win Lions tickets Monday Night Football against the Bucks. Listen for all three clues. Listen for the sounder. Do not call early. You will not be able to win. Clue number two. I recorded both a safety and scored a defensive touchdown with the Lions. Clue number two. I recorded both a safety and scored a defensive touchdown with the Lions. Let's get to Heather with the news.
Well, this is pretty cool. A Michigan teen recently earned her high school diploma and bachelor's degree in the exact same month. Pretty awesome. This is back in May. Savannah Remine graduated from high school. She was 18. And then she earned her bachelor's degree in legal studies from Davenport University. So she said that this whole feat was possible through a combination of her strategic dual enrollment, summer courses, her homeschool education, and a commitment to her curriculum, which is very rare. So not rare for kids to do a dual enrollment and take some college courses. During high school. That's pretty common. And some students in high school can earn a certificate or even an associate's degree. But to earn your bachelor's degree side by side, your high school diploma, is a very rare thing to do. She now plans to. She also took her LSAT. So she's going to go to law school.
Oh, wow.
I know. She did that at 17. She got that back before she even turned 18.
How do you have the time to do all this?
And she also said, hey, this didn't affect me. Got to hang out with my friends and do all the things you do in high school. She is going to take a gap year. She was also diagnosed with Lyme disease. Oh. So she's going to focus on her health during this year off. So she did get into the law school of her choice. She's not saying what school that is for privacy reasons, but she's going to take this gap year. She's working as a paralegal at a Grand Rapids firm while she focuses on her diagnosis of Lyme disease. But she will be attending law school in 2026.
Great for her. Wow.
How awesome is that? This is also awesome. A 58-year-old man, Tom Celo, is in his first season of college football. We talked about him earlier.
Did he get a deal, right?
Yeah. He just became the oldest college football player to sign an NIL deal. This is amazing. So his deal is with Asper Cream. undisclosed payment. So I don't know how much money he's making from this, but he is going to receive a four-year supply of the pain relief
of Asper
product.
Cream. Yeah. Next up on the list is Preparation H.
Yeah. pretty darn cool. It's Asper Cream's first reported NIL deal. And this guy basically says he's just living proof that you're never too old to chase your dream.
That's cool.
Such a cool story. Yeah. It really is. Johnny Manziel will be making his return to Tuscaloosa on Saturday to support Vanderbilt in their game against Alabama. And now there's some Alabama fans that are boycotting this new bar because they're going to be hosting him prior to kickoff. He's going to be like one of their guests. And the bar is called Two Dimes. And fans are just so upset. They don't understand why a bar in Tuscaloosa would host a player who's perhaps most famous for beating the Crimson Tide.
Bold move there.
So they're outraged. They're saying any of our fans who go there should be kicked out of the school. Shouldn't even be allowed to go to school there. I mean, obviously they're being silly, but that's how upset they are.
It's a religion down there.
Yeah. Wheel of Fortune had the biggest winner ever in its show history last night when this contestant from Connecticut won a prize, a cash prize of $1,035,155. Plus, she also won trips to Montana and Tokyo. She's now the fourth contestant in the show's history to earn the $1 million prize. She's the first one to do it since Ryan Seacrest took over as host. And what's really cool is that she earned this $1 million prize with her boss in the audience. And it was a little joke. Seacrest had asked her, you know, if she'd be going back to work. And she said, if I win the $1 million, I'm going to put my 2 weeks notice in. And then lo and behold, she won big time. She did say later she'd have a discussion with her boss once they got back to the office. But I have seen since that it sounds like she's going to use this to pay off her student loans.
Good for her.
And she's going to try to use it to buy a house and get out of her one-bedroom apartment she's in. So she's a young woman. She's probably going to
still
hold
need
down
to
her
work.
Job. Yeah, I would imagine.
Well, to buy a house and pay off student loans, she's not getting $1 million after taxes. Like, it's not going to go as far as people realize.
No. So, but still,
no,
she's,
but it's
she's
a great,
very grateful.
Oh, it's a huge.
Yes. It's a great
faltering. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, without a doubt.
That's Heather with the news. We've got the power surge coming up next, and I will have your third clue for Name That Lion. It's 97.1.
Hey, you hear all the ads. It's law firms bragging about some giant verdict that they were able to get. To them, it's a trophy. And it's a big number. Okay, and that's great for them. But if you've just been in a car accident, it doesn't do anything for you. Here's the truth about David Femeninio. He wins big, of course, but he knows it's not about the headlines. It's about you. That money pays your medical bills. It keeps your family steady. And it matters only because you need it. That's the difference. With David, it's never about showing off. It's about fighting for you and your needs. Call David at 855-65-CRASH, or you can visit him on the web at GetDavidGetPaid.com. That number again, 855-65-CRASH, or on the web at GetDavidGetPaid.com.
I've got clue number three, Name That Lion. We play it every Wednesday for your chance to win tickets. Lions, Bucks, Monday Night Football, your third clue. I had my best single season sack total with the New Orleans Saints. Three clues in. Let's do it. You know the drill. We'll light the lines up. Call in. Name the lion. You've got the clues. Win the tickets. Now, let's get to the power surge.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.